This man is a powerhouse of talent. Stop me anytime you're ready for me to stop throwing the compliments here, Arno. He's a name synonymous with South African rock and a proper musical innovator. We'll talk about that in a second. From the legendary Springbok Nude Girls to a solo career that was mind-blowing and continues to be, Arno Carstens joins us on the show today. What a lack of privilege to have you on the show, Arno. Welcome.
Hey, and it's fantastic to be chatting to you, and thank you for that wonderful intro.
It's all true. You're performing at Camp Rock in Namibia, just 30 k's outside of Windhoek. We'll talk about that in a bit. With the Nudies, I want to start there because it's a fascinating journey that so many people know about. The Nude Girls are part of South African music history. But let's start with what you guys are doing now. Obviously still playing, but you broke up, then you did your thing, then you did your solo thing, and Theo did his thing. Everyone else kind of went a little bit quieter. But what's going on with the Nude Girls in 2024?
So we did an album a year or two ago, and we got a SAMA Award for that, which was a nice surprise and a fantastic thing.
Wonderful.
Just to let you know that you still, you don't suck totally yet. So, and then the fact is to do a full, the times has just changed. You know what I mean? So we love playing, but we only want to play nice gigs because we kind of retired, you know, as the Nude Girls. So we just play every now and then if there's really a nice gig.
That caused a lot of confusion. That caused a lot of confusion many years ago now because, I mean, the word disband, done, finished, overs was used and everyone freaked out. But then you kind of slowly started to open the tap again. And that's, a privileged place for you to be, that you're now in a position where you can actually play the stuff, the gigs that you really just want to play, right?
Yeah, that is supposed to be the feeling and everything. But, you know, at the end of the day, I would love to play more shows and more over the world and whatever. But every now and then we get a good gig and then we enjoy doing it. There is talk. I've actually been writing a new Springbok Nude Girl album now for the last year. So I just keep writing because I know that I'm putting out an Afrikaans solo project now. Then I've got a heavy rock project coming out at the end of the year. So by next year, we must probably bring out a Springbok Nude Girl album, and I'll probably start working on another English solo album. So, you know, everything has got its place when it comes out. So that's how I work, and that's how I see it.
You guys have matured into this as well. I mean, I remember watching you for the first time, I think somewhere in KZN, you opened for, I think it was for INXS. This is going back 20, 30 years. And I remember
yesterday.
Yeah, that was the first time I ever saw the Nude Girls on stage. And I remember that energy that you brought on of young, kind of frenetic energy, and you just burst onto the stage and it was full on for, I don't know, 30 minutes that you played. I remember looking at you and going, wow, that's incredible energy. Do you still carry that energy? Have you changed your style? You've grown up, you've had families and kids and all of those things now. Is that love and passion and energy that I saw all those years ago, is that still on stage now?
Yes. You know, I toured with Simple Minds in my solo capacity, and I did a couple of shows with them. And the thing that surprised me a lot, and when I opened for Rolling Stones, those guys, those lead singers, and I mean, Mick Jagger runs around. It's incredible, and he does 20 minutes before the show on a treadmill. So, and Jim Kerr from Simple Minds, he sees it as a workout. So. And since I've turned 50, I must say, and after we've gone through COVID, I'm just so amazed that I'm still alive.
Yeah.
That I absolutely, I love the Nude Girls shows. And it's a total, it's a workout, it's a kind of a let go. And it's very, it's high energy.
Are you playing the songs that you want to play on stage now, as opposed to what you had to play because a record company and the radio dictated that you had to?
You know, the relationship with songs has changed over the years. In the beginning, you get sick of playing the same songs, and you think you're more than that. And that is, it's true. But at the end of the day, as you get older, you realize that these songs that you have been playing that people love is an absolute gift and a blessing that comes from somewhere.
Sure.
So you change your relationship with those songs, and it's you've heard the songs a million times, you've done it a million times, but the reaction and the relationship that the audience have with the songs, and that changes your relationship with the songs.
I know it's an obvious one, but I mean, when I hear the intro to Bubblegum on my boots, and you get that trumpet and that guitar, that sound for me is quintessential Springbok Nude Girls, and it gives me goosebumps. You can't not do a gig without people wanting something like that, right?
Of course. I mean, we'll never do a show without doing Bubblegum on My Boots, or Blue Eyes, or Genie, or Little, or Giant Love Affair. There's just some massive songs that you... and, you know, I mean, the best shows is the shows where you go to and you know all the songs.
Yeah. So you start in 94 with the Nudies. You then break up. You then start this crazily successful solo career. Let's quickly talk about that, because I'm interested to know from your point of view whether that panned out the way you expected it to, or was it something that you kind of started as an experiment, the solo career of Arno Carstens?
No, I must say directly after the Nude Girls broke up, for me it was an absolute natural progression. That it was inevitable. It happens in all bands where eventually the singer will go and do a little solo project.
Yep.
So that wasn't the thing. I didn't even think that I would have problems by getting the music out there. But the truth of the matter is that it was actually not that easy. You know what I mean? For instance, I got financial help from two friends to record my first solo album. So it's not like record companies were out there to try and get me a record deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then eventually when I brought out Another Universe, I don't know about any radio stations who wanted to play it, really.
Wow.
But then suddenly when it came onto the ad, the Touareg ad, the Volkswagen,
yeah,
then suddenly the song took off, you know. So it was a total luck. It's just one of those things of how different, there's different vehicles that can bring you success, and it might not be where you think it comes from.
Yeah, no pun intended with VW, but yes, there's many ways. I mean, are you guys active on social media platforms nowadays, like TikTok and Insta, etc.?
I quite enjoy X or Twitter, because you can get stuff that you're interested in, and you can read about it.
Mm. But I'm talking about your music, Arno. I mean, is your music featured on there?
Yes, everywhere, but not on... I think you can get my music on TikTok or whatever.
Yeah.
I personally am not... I haven't done a TikTok yet.
Got you. So before music, you started with fine art, and it's become something that you absolutely love. I was looking at your website just a little while ago. Tell us about your fine art career, because that's another area that a lot of people don't know Arno Carstens for. And your stuff is good, Arno. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you very much. It's painting is a forever learning curve, and you can only get better in it the older you get, until your body starts falling apart.
Right.
So I see myself, you know, I thought I was going to be a fine artist. That's what I thought I was going to study.
Mm.
And then my parents said, no, I must do graphic art. And then I left it all. I studied it for half a year, and then I left it. And then, so then the Nude Girls came, and then somewhere after the Nude Girls, I went for, in Joburg, I started painting again a little bit. But then it just took off again. So I find myself really as I'm just a student, but I'm getting there. I've got a wacky We all have got our own fingerprints. We all are unique, and I've got a wacky personal serialistic kind of style, but now I'm just learning how to incorporate, like, you know, I just want to be a better painter to make my wackiness not so juvenile.
Do you do it in your downtime, or is it something that you block out a week or 3 days and you go, okay, now I'm gonna paint?
No, I wake up and I paint, and then I get sick of it, and then I write a bit of song, then I write a bit of music,
yeah,
and then I go for a run, and then I paint again, and it's a constant thing. I paint till 11 at night or whatever. Wow. It's just as you take breaks during the day. So I tour mostly over weekends, and during the week I paint and write music.
Fantastic, man. What a nice life. Hard, because you're always being artistically creative, and I guess when that becomes work, it becomes pressurized, but nice that you have that outlet of your art to be able to go back to, I guess.
No, it is a charmed life. I mean, it's exactly what I wanted to do from school. You know, when I was in school, I would imagine you could be a musician, and you could do this for a living, like a musician or an artist. You know what I mean? Mm. And now I'm doing both. So I've really been very, very, very lucky in life.
Let's come back to the Nude Girls. Thanks for that, by the way. Let's come back to the Nude Girls quickly on stage in Namibia, playing at the Monte Cristo Resort at Camp Rock from the 10th till the 12th of May. What's going to be happening there? What's that show looking like now? Give us a quick idea.
Well, we are super excited. I mean, we're going to be playing all the hits, like Bubblegum, My Boots, Blue Eyes, Genie, all of those stuff. We'll be playing a couple of songs from the new album. It's basically, we want the audience to get mouth guards, elbow guards, and knee guards. They need to start running, get fit.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be a high, intense, loud experience. And they must warm up their voices before the time, because they'll be singing with.
Lovely. I'm just smiling from ear to ear here listening to that. It happens from the 10th till the 12th of May. Camp Rock is at Monte Cristo Riverside, 30 kilometers outside of Windhoek. Alongside you, I also spoke to Sito just a few days ago from Wonderboom. I know he's looking forward to it. Jack Parrow is going to be there. Your friends Boo are going to be there. And that's just naming some of them. Tickets are available at 750 Rand for a weekend pass. You can get a glamping pass for $2,200 Namibian dollars. It's as simple as that. Get yourself there and go and see the Nudies on stage. I promise you, you will not regret it. By the way, two things. If you want to go and see Arno's art, you can point your browser to arnocarstens.xyz or Z, whichever you prefer. arnocarstens.xyz. Go and have a look at his art. There's all sorts of good stuff there. I'll also post it up on the blog as well, so you can check that out as well. Arno, what a privilege and a nice chat. Thanks for being on the show, and enjoy your gig at Camp Rock, dude.
Thank you very much, and I hope to see you soon. It's absolutely lovely speaking to you.
Yeah, likewise, mate. Take it easy.
Cheers.